How about we lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline for this?
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
No! The British Opens, play one round. Be careful, because OJ might be coming to your town. Get ready to run. He's coming down.
The Open Championship. Please, Steve.
Yeah, please. It's a proper name.
Some dignity, please.
I'll tell you what. Show me some green. I'll call it the Open Championship. Until then, it's the British Open.
Please. Yeah.
How pretentious is that, by the way?
Very much. A week ago, the Mariners were four games out of the second wild card spot, and after a hot weekend in Houston, going 7-3 over the last 10, the M's are 1.5 back of the Yankees and Rays with their addition of David Phelps, a 3.45 ERA in 47 innings with Miami. We'll get to more on him later. The Mariners are looking to shore up a pitching staff with a 4.51 ERA so far this season. What percent chance do you give the Mariners of making the playoffs for the first time since 2001?
Isn't that how George Costanza ripped on George Steinbrenner? Ken Phelps for Jay. How could you trade Jay Buhner? He has power. He's got a rocket for an eye. My baseball people, they're telling me Ken Phelps. Oh, wrong Phelps.
Yes.
And 20 years too late. What chance do I give the Mariners of making the playoffs? 20. I give them a 1-5 shot. They're playing this well just to get close.
All right. So speaking of that trade for Phelps, it involved four prospects from their 23rd ranked farm system, including 19-year-old outfielder Brian Hernandez, who has a big upside, according to Jeff Passan, and three right-handed pitchers. Phelps does have a solid strikeout per nine ratio at 9.8 and only walks a batter about every other game he gets in. Wasn't one of the big names expected to move this before the trade deadline, but still, grade the trade for the Mariners getting bullpen help.
Well, what cracks me up is they talk about MLB prospects with an upside. They draft 1,500 players a year. There's up with people think they have an upside. So, what was the question again?
Grade the trade for the Mariners.
Right, I'll be perfectly honest, it seems very nondescript. I guess it's a classic case of addressing something. So I'll be kind, because they've actually been a pretty good organization the last couple of years. I'm going to give them a B-.
All right. Since his 2015 season and spectacular 2.73 ERA, a third-place finish in the Cy Young voting, Sonny Gray has been the next big ace that the A's were going to trade away. He spent 2016 mostly hurt or on the DL and had a slow start to this season as well. On June 20th, his ERA peaked at 4.48 after a loss to the Houston Astros, but since then in five starts, his ERA is 1.62 with 27 strikeouts in 33 innings. Gray is under team control for two more seasons, then becomes an unrestricted free agent at 30 years old in the year 2020. The Brewers, Indians, and Yankees also need that extra starting pitcher help for their playoff run. So where does Sonny end up? New York, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Houston, or stays in Oakland?
Man, you look at his first 2 years in the league. He was 28-17 with an ERA under 3. He always had, early on, a little bit of control trouble. He was an all-star, but 1.5 whip last year was a complete disaster. Like you said, so far this year, he's got the ERA under 4. What was the question again?
Where does Sonny end up this year? New York, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Houston, or stays in Oakland?
Wow.
He's by the trade deadline.
By the trade deadline. I don't think he's going to stay in Oakland. I don't think the Yankees have the wherewithal. You know, I'm going to roll the dice and say Houston goes all in and thinks by picking him up, they can counter any injuries or lack of experience. So I'm going to go some Strohs.
All right. The Phillies are 24.5 games out of first in the NL East. The Giants are 29.5 games out of first in the NL West. One of these teams was expected to be in this position at this point in the season, and the other is the biggest disappointment in Major League Baseball history. Meanwhile, the Astros have the biggest division lead at 15.5 games in the AL West, and their magic number is 52.
Wow.
What happens first? The Astros clinch the AL West, or the Phillies or Giants are eliminated from playoff contention?
Whoa. I think based on the mediocrity involved in the playoffs. Although, man, the Giants and the National League, a lot depends on how well the Rockies hold up and if the Cubs make a move. So I'm saying the Astros clinch first. I think they're that good. I think they're going to wind up winning 105, 106 games.
From the Open, three Americans are tied at 5 under, but no one in the top 10 has ever won an Open title. Plenty of majors between them. Real quick, what percent chance do you give any of the three players currently going at the top going wire to wire at Royal Birkdale?
Boy, that doesn't happen. Although, Kuchar traditionally doesn't get it done. He's never won a major. Koepka just won his first. So basically, in my mind, I hear, what chance does Jordan Spieth have of wiring the field? So on a track like this, even as good as he is and how well as he's playing, I'm going to give him a 1 in 5 shot. I'm going to go 20%.
All right. Of the major story of today is, of course, O.J. Simpson being granted parole and be released from the Las Vegas prison in October, 9 years into his sentence for armed robbery. So a two-part question here. Who gets the first interview with O.J. after his release, and what percent chance does FS1 hire Simpson to be a part of any of their talk or debate shows?
Who gets the first one?
Oprah?
Does she do TV anymore?
No.
She'd come out of retirement for this?
She has that magazine, which for some reasons...
Wouldn't it be great if he went on with Ellen or something?
So I'm going to answer the second one first. He's not getting hired by FS1.
Okay, does he show up on an FS1 show? Let's change it to that.
So live on FS1 with Whitlock or Coward or... Wow, that's a bit of a different animal there.
Or does he go Mike Tyson? Plays like a comedic role in a movie, and all of a sudden people love him again.
Wow. This is mind-boggling. So is it going to be one of the major networks? Is it going to be like 2020? Or is he going to show up on one of the morning shows? So it's got to be a TV interview?
Yeah,
that
TV interview.
Where does he show up for a TV interview? That's a killer question. At this point, I can't even fake an answer. I've got... I guess he would end up on a more major network. So I'm going to say ABC. That's who we used to work for.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. And no on FS1. And sad for all of us being a part of this particular society.